The lead out framework starts with the simple truth. Good works to our community leads to goodwill within our community, which leads to an opportunity to share the good news with our community. Good works earn us goodwill, which allows us a platform for the good news. Now, when we do good works to a hostile society, this begins to soften their hearts. Surely, it takes time, but time plus consistency of behavior, it leads to change. You see, the world around us will truly take notice when someone seeks to serve them and make the world a better place. You see, good works stand out. 1 Peter 2:12 says this, "Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation." Over time, as the church seeks to meet real and tangible needs within our communities, people will begin to soften, and their icy hearts, the icy heart of a lost and hostile world, it begins to melt and slowly thaw. Over time, our good works begin to earn us goodwill. You see, the world needs more goodwill ambassadors. The church needs to adopt a new posture. And instead of a quick verbal response, we need to be slow to speak and quick to serve. We must earn the right to be heard. We need to become goodwill ambassadors. Slowly, as we continue to selflessly invest, we will and we are earning the trust of a skeptical and yet watching world. You see, good works, they are hard to deny. And over the long haul, those good works will begin to amass feelings of goodwill. It becomes harder and harder to accuse the church of judgmental wrongdoing as we are viewed as helpers and servants and those who are quick to meet a need. Good works to our community leads to goodwill within our community, which leads to an opportunity to share good news with our community. When the church engages in good works, society begins to warm up, their guards begin to come down, and maybe we are not so different from them. We are not as much offensive. We're no longer perceived as that stereotypical hate-mongering religious fanatic. You see, good works, they act like deposits in a bank account, and over time, we can begin to override bad data and the sour taste that many people hold for biblical Christianity. The good works have now led to a feeling of goodwill, and at some point, society will be dumbfounded at the contrast about what they thought about Christians and what they are now experiencing from Christians. Their preconceptions will be challenged and even dismantled through good works. To their surprise, they'll actually begin to like us. Quite a novel thought, right? You see, our good works have earned us goodwill, which now can provide this super sacred space to share the good news in a way that honors this new and hard-won relationship. 1 Peter 3:13 to 15 shares this. "Now who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your heart set apart Christ as holy, always being prepared to make a defense for anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is within you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect." As our good works are on display, this will lead to goodwill. Inevitably, someone is going to ask us about our hope and our motivation and what makes us do the things that we do. Now, we have this wonderful chance to share the reason of our hope. Now comes the time. Now comes the opportunity to share about the good news. You see, we have earned the right to be heard, and we have served our way into the hearts of our community, and now they legitimately want to hear from us. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 5, 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a stand and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.